Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your Word tonight, that you minister unto us by your Spirit. Lord, I thank you that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you touch our lives tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Shake a hand of one or two people and tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Praise God. The young people, the camp is starting tomorrow. Hallelujah. The youth camp for the whole week starting tomorrow, and it's going to be great. You know, we have been doing a lot of preparation in Bilabila. So Bilabila is expecting you. It's waiting for you. You're going to have great time. Amen. Praise God. How many people are going? Do we have a list so far? 65. So far we have 65 young people. That are going, 65 that have paid, you know. Do you still have space for more? A lot of space. If you still want to go, you know, you're welcome to enroll and get yourself there. It's going to be great. Amen. Praise God. So, Baba, you have been helping us with the electrical work. They slept there on Friday, eh? So they prepared a place where we will be sleeping. They slept, you know, more sponging because they were working. They were working, you know, there Friday and Saturday. And so they got the work at least done. The lights are done. And so we thank you. Thank you so much for all the people who have been helping. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. And verse 16. Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, a man came to him, saying, Teacher, what good deeds must I do to have eternal life? Now, today I want to talk about the rich young man. The rich young man. And that would be the title of the message, The Rich Young Man. You know, the rich young man. That this young man was very rich. And we'll pick up a couple things from this story. So this a young man came to Jesus and said, Teacher, what good deeds must I do to have eternal life? Yeah, so he was... He wanted to go to heaven. You know, he wanted to enter, to have and enter into heaven. So he asked Jesus, what good deeds must I do? Is that a good question? That what good deeds must I do to have eternal life? Now let's look at the response of Jesus. Verse 17, Jesus said to him, why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. Yeah. And so Jesus says to him that, why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. If you want to enter life, keep the commandment. Say this, when I keep the commandment, I enter life, eternal life. By keeping the word of God, I already enter into eternal life. Because the word is taking me into eternal life. So when I keep the word of God, I enter into eternal life. And so, he said, keep the commandments. Now, verse 18, he said to him, which ones? Which commandments should I keep? You know. And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all this I have kept. What do I still lack? Now, in other book, he says that all this I have kept from my mother's womb. You know, ever since I was born, I have kept all these commandments. You know, so what other commandments should I keep? I've been faithful. Whatever you said, I have done. I have kept the commandments. So what else do I have to keep? So let's look at what Jesus says. Jesus said to him, verse 21, if you would be perfect, he says, now there's one thing. If you want to be perfect, you see, you're doing well. But if you want to excel, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Is this a good advice? What do you think? If you were this young ruler, this young man, what would you do? You would do what? Katamaya. You will leave Jesus. Now, if you don't do this, then Jesus said that if you want to be perfect, so now for you to be perfect, in other words, you have to do this. He was telling the young man, you have to do this for you to be perfect. For you to excel, you have to be to do this. And so let's follow the story. When the young man heard this, he did what Pastor Squawkwa was going to do. Oh, Sis Lizzie. Okay, so this young man did what Sis Lizzie was going to do. Yeah. And what did he do? He went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful. And why was he sorrowful? For he had great possessions. He had riches, this man. This man was loaded. And he was a young man. A young man loaded. It was a young man, but young man loaded. Do you have young people here? Yeah. Do you want to be loaded? Yeah. Now, he was a young man loaded. You know, he had his stuff with him. Yeah, but when Jesus said to him that, you know what, you have been doing well, you have been following all these commandments, and you have been doing great, just go and sell what you have and come and follow me. Now, here is a thing that I want to talk about tonight. That Jesus was giving this young man an opportunity to be one of his disciples. His disciple. He was calling him into full-time ministry. He was saying that, you know what, leave everything and follow me. You know, leave everything and just be with me, follow me. And the man looked at following Jesus, and I have these riches. And he says, Jesus doesn't say go and sell them and then invest the money, you know, for rainy days. No, he says go and sell and take the money, give it to the poor. You see, the principles of God are different from the principles of the world. You know, the principles of the world are, you know what, just invest, you know, and just make sure that you cover yourself. You know, but the principles of God are these, that, you know what, invest in the kingdom of God. And so Jesus was saying, you know what, the young ruler, take the young man, take advice from me. And the advice that I want to give you is that take everything, invest it into the kingdom, and follow me. Be one of my disciples. You know what was Jesus saying? Jesus wanted this young man to depend upon God. That is the whole thing. You see, when I part with my resources, I am saying, God, I'm depending upon you. I'm not depending upon these resources. These resources are great, but God, I'm not depending on them. I'm depending on you. And why? Because he says, Jesus said that what does he say about treasure? Let's look at it again. Yeah. What did Jesus say? Verse 21, you will have treasure in heaven. So in other words, when I give to the poor, when I help people, I am not going empty-handed, but I am gathering treasure. Are you with me? You see, in the natural, it looks like I am going short. You know, when I give people and I take everything I sell, I bless people, I bless the kingdom of God, I support the work of God, it will look like I am short. You know, but God says that you are gathering treasure in heaven. You know, you're piling up treasure in heaven. And let me tell you something, the treasure in heaven will always keep you. Yeah, while here on earth, the treasure in heaven will sustain you right here. Yeah. I better thank God for the currencies that we have. But you know what? Every currency is falling down. Whoever thought that the rent will be 14 rand, nearly 15 rand to a dollar? Whoever thought of that? I remember a time whereby 1 rand was 2 pounds. Eh? You know, when you have 1 rand, it's like you're having 2 pounds. I mean, it was powerful. Yeah. A dollar was about $4 to 1 rand. I remember those days. Yeah. Today is the other way around. So really trusting in this wealth system, it's not safe. It does not matter what you get. Let me say you get a million today, and the rand becomes 50 rand to a dollar. In actual fact, your million has just come down to maybe 100,000. In actual fact. Yeah, because when you take that money, you know, the buying power of it is no longer as strong as it used to be. Are you with me? You see, when you go out and now you maybe want to, you're flying out of the country, you're going out of the country, take your rents with you and try to buy something. You'll realize that, you know what, I'm actually, you know, I can't do much with this rent. And so, but when you have a blessing in your life, you know, and you have treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven, the value of it is far, far above any value here on earth. And so, Jesus was saying to this young man that, you know what, I see that you have accumulated wealth. I see that you're following the commandment. But you know what, if you want to be perfect, If you want to excel, just invest in the kingdom of God. You know, and the man, because the Bible says, you see, what made the man upset is not anything, is the fact that he was very rich. And Jesus knew that the man, the man's heart was arrested by the riches that he had. I mean, just think about it. Whatever car you have been dreaming to buy, you know that today it's 7 times 3 years back, 4 years, 5 years back when you wanted to buy it. It's like, a goal that is, you're trying to reach, but the more you're trying to stretch out, it's really flying away from you. And that is why now the banks have come up now. You know, before the term of a loan, it was 36 months, at most 48 months. That was at most. Now, they introduced 60 months. 60 months. So 60 months is how many years? 5 years. 5 years that you're paying for a car. And now they have extended it to 72 months. Yeah. Yeah, that you will get it, but you will just have to spread the installment to 72 months. And then that is not the end. On top of 72 months, now they say, we're giving you a residual. You know what's a residual? Is that if the car is 100,000, we're saying that we finance, if it's 33 or 30% residual, we finance the 70,000, right? You know, for 72 months. Now, when you have finished that 70,000, after 72 months is how many years? After 6 years, we have paid that. Not that now you haven't as yet started owning the car, because there is still the 30,000. Then they come up to you and say that you have to now finance the remaining, you know, residual, or you pay it cash. And so what's happening? You realize that, you know, things are getting more expensive. Really, every day. I mean, inflation, it's really getting bad. I mean, this is reality. The things that you used to buy, you realize that your rent, your salary is no longer affording them. It's a fact of life. And so, trusting and depending upon this world, I'm telling you that it is not reliable. Yeah, really, it's not. Yeah. And so, Jesus now was saying to this man, he said that, you know what, if you want to excel, invest in the kingdom. Invest in the kingdom. Then you will have treasure in heaven. And when you have treasure in heaven, when you are backed up by a treasure in heaven, you see, just like there was, the reason why the rent was powerful, because it was backed up by the gold that we had, the resources that we had. It was backed up by that. Now we no longer have resources. South Africa is no longer number one gold producing country. It's a fact. You know, I think it's Ghana, if I'm not mistaken, that is now number one gold producing country in the world. Somebody's excited about that. Yeah. And so, and then we no longer have, South Africa used to be number one diamond producing country. Now we're no longer number one. Botswana is. So, you look at our country, the natural resources are depleted. a fact. If you in case you didn't know, I'm telling you. Yeah, that's a fact. So now, to depend upon these resources, you realize that these resources are not really reliable. And that is why, let me tell you, that is why people are hiking their salary so much. Because they want to maintain the lifestyle, but the lifestyle is becoming high every time. Expensive, rather, every time. Yeah. And that is why, you know, they will say, you know, also when I get into government, maybe I will be in this portfolio, you know, I will add up. You look at, you know, for instance, our you know, parliamentarians, how much they're earning? It's a lot of money. Yeah. I mean, just to be a normal parliamentarian, MP, the salary is what, 1.1 million per annum? 1.1 divided by 12, that's how much? Yeah, about 90, I think, you know, 90 to 100,000, you know, 90-something a month, 90-something a month. But, and then on top of that, you're having the free air tickets, you're having, you know, free food, lunch, you're having, you know, fuel and so forth. And still, people see that as it's not enough. So, you see, when, even if you earn 2,000 rand, but it's backed up by a treasure in heaven, it will go a long way. Really? It will go a long way. Yeah. And why? Because you realize that the treasure in heaven does not only give you food, but it gives you health. It gives you peace. It gives you protection. I mean, it's going the whole way, the treasure in heaven. And so that's what Jesus was saying. So as a young person, right at your age, don't go for riches. Yeah. Be careful not to go for riches. I always tell people that whatever you buy, try to buy it cash. If you can't afford to buy it cash, get out of debt. It's a trap of the enemy, and it's not good. I mean, you're owing the house, you're owing the car, you're owing also the food that you eat, you're owing the clothes that you wear, you're owing what else? Machonisa. You know, you're owing also lobola. Yeah. Hey, this is bad. What is it that you're not owing? You take a loan to pay Mahadi. Ah, but no, be serious. Let us be serious. So you find that your life is trapped. Marigoloto. And so we need to get out of this. And that is why, church, you know, I'm not against us having great things, but let it be real things. Real things meaning I don't owe anything. When I drive this car, it's 100% owned by me. Are you hearing me? When I stay in this house, it's 100% owned by me. Is this mic still working? When I'm wearing this jacket, it's 100% owned. I'm saying that go for whatever you want, but let it be paid off. Yeah, it's wisdom. Yeah. And so, that was not part of my message. What were we talking about? Yeah, riches in heaven. So Jesus says that you will have treasure in heaven. Okay, I wanted to say this, that when the children of Israel were in the desert and they needed manna, what happened? God provided manna. There was no money that could buy manna, but God provided manna. You know, and another thing, when they needed water, what happened? God provided water. And then in the New Testament, the Bible says that that rock was Jesus. That's what blesses me the most. In other words, wherever they went, you know, they stay here, you know, hit the rock, water comes out. You know, wow, we have water here. Then they go. After 10 days, they are in another place. You know, there is another rock. You know, God says, speak to this rock, water will come out. And so it is in the New Testament that God says that that rock was Jesus. So Jesus was the treasure in heaven. It does not matter where they found themselves. The treasure in heaven was there for them. And that's what God was saying here. That don't invest, don't get your treasures in this world where moth and rot, where they eat in, they destroy everything. But rather, you know what? Invest in heaven. Let me tell you, I will never go hungry. And you know what? Because of the investment that I made in the kingdom of God. Really? Yeah. And so my tithe and my sacrificial giving is speaking for me. Yeah, when I am in need, the treasure in heaven is backing me up. I make a withdrawal from heaven. God, you will provide for me because, you know, I'm a tither. I always support your kingdom. You know, and I have given sacrificial, and I am giving sacrificial. And all of that are treasures in heaven that are backing me up. Yeah. And so, you're not wasting money when we give into the kingdom of God. You're not wasting money when we support. When you tithe, I'm telling the devil to tell you, look here, you know, hey, that 1,000 rand, Sikit, that's the devil. Yeah, telling you that you know, 1,000 rand, it's a lot of money. You want to give it to, it's a lot of money. Because he does not want you to invest in the kingdom of God. Yeah. And so God was saying to the, Jesus was saying to this man, and he was saying, hey, this time, was saying that, can somebody stop the watch, the clock, you know, while I finish the message? And was saying to this man that invest in the kingdom. Yeah. But now, the man got upset. Now, I want you to look at what follows. Verse 23. Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Now, why? Because they are depending on their riches. Now, when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, now, what's their question? Who then can be saved? Now, I want you to analyze that statement because it's a loaded statement. You know what does it? What were they saying? They say, "Pela lo rona, we are rich. So if he can't make, if the rich man can't make it to heaven, who then? Who then?" In other words, "Lo rona, we are not." We are not really on the way to enter heaven. So if you thought that the disciples were poor, they were not poor. At one time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, send these people away because we're in the desert, you know, and there's no food here." And then so Jesus said, "You buy them." Yeah? You give them.
And they said, where are we going to buy
this? In other words, they had money to feed 5,000 men. And maybe, I don't know how many women, you know, maybe about, and children, maybe 15,000 people. Are you, as we speak now, are you in a position to make a party for 15,000 people? Yeah? Yeah. So they were well off. Are you with me? And so the Bible says they were astonished. They, who then can be saved? But now let's follow the story, verse 26. Listen to what happens. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, this is impossible. You know, but with God, all things are possible. In other words, also the rich can get into the kingdom of heaven with God. Yeah. Now he says, then Peter said in reply, look at the reply of Peter. He says, see, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? So they had riches. Remember that they were businessmen, fishermen. They own Sea Harvest. Is it Sea Harvest? The fish companies. What are those? You know, Sea Harvest, IJ or ING, you know, and what else? They own those companies. So they were well off. And so they said to Jesus, we have left what you told that young man, we have done it ourselves. What then will we have? Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's not the end. That is in heaven, eh? But let's come here on earth. Verse 29. And everyone who has left houses, you have given away houses, you have left your brothers and sisters and your father and mother or children or lands for my name's sake. You have released them. For the sake of Jesus, for my name's sake, what will happen? Will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Is it in Luke that it says that clearly specify in this lifetime? You will not fail to receive in this lifetime. And so we see here that, let's look at Luke 18. Verse 30. Luke 18, verse 30. Let's start at verse 29. It says, and he said to them, it's the same story, eh? Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many more when he gets to heaven? No. In this age, in this time, in this age, more, in this age, that whatever you have left, you will still receive it in this age. You know? And not only that, but also in the age to come. In this time, you will receive many more. But also in the age to come, what? Eternal life. So, he's saying here that You will never go broke with Jesus. You will never go hungry with Jesus. You will never suffer with Jesus. You know that when you follow Jesus, you know, you follow, your heart is set on Jesus, not on anything. Your heart is set on Jesus. I'm telling you that your life will turn out great. Really? Yeah. Even when you hit a speed bump, it will be a speed bump just for a short time. But overall, your life will just excel. It will. You know, look at Job. You know, Job had resources. He was well off. His children died. And what else? He lost his animals. He even got sick. Now, that, what we read in the book of Job, did not happen. Did not take the lifetime of Job. Just a few months incident. But at the end, it says, God bless Job. Brand new children. Beautiful girls. Yeah. Yeah. And he blessed him with resources. He was more than he was before when it all started. So there is no way that you will go poor when you invest in the kingdom of God. And so I'm saying this to all of us, you know, fathers of our families, you know, let us learn to invest in the kingdom of God. Let us put our hearts in the kingdom of God. You know, and I'm saying this to all the young people, that even before you get anything, set your heart in investing in the kingdom of God. Not because the church wants money, the pastor wants money. You know, it's not about that. It's about you. It's about the kingdom of God, excelling in the kingdom of God. You know, just think about this, that how much will we do as a church if we have the resources? How many more campuses will we build? You know, how many more buildings will we buy? You know, how many more will we do for the kingdom of God? We need transport, more transport now that we're having all these campuses. How many more? I mean, handalela pika ustaka kadi buses, you know, can't we buy new, brand new buses? Do you see how much we can do, really? You know, when we have more resources, you don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, so there is a lot, and we will win more people, we'll reach out more for the kingdom of God. You see, what is really restricting our growth is just resources. Resources to stretch out more. And we'll be able to stretch out more when we have resources. So and all of that credit will come to you because you're investing in the kingdom of God. And so let us learn a lesson from this rich young man. You know, that this rich young man had an opportunity to invest in the kingdom, had an opportunity to give all to Jesus and follow Jesus. And Jesus promised here that he was not going to lose. You see, he thought that he was losing, you know, but Jesus said that you are not losing. You are not losing. Amen? You know, can we say this together? Father God, as I invest in your kingdom, I am not losing. When I tithe, I am not losing. When I give what God has given me, when I give into your kingdom, I am not losing. Thank you, God, for helping me to see things like you would, like you see them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
enjoying the grace that is in us. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.